Exercise 3. Speaker 1.
Well, some pop groups do lip sync and manage not to look awkward, but it's a dangerous game. One singer famously mimed out of sync because she couldn't hear her band's live backing track. But whether this should happen is debatable. If you purchase very expensive tickets for a live performance, you expect just that. Otherwise, it's a fraud. You might as well just listen to the CD at home instead of travelling to the show. If they say on their advertising that it's mimed, then that's fair enough. We can make our choice based on information. Mostly it's about poor singers who can't perform live, and that's the difference between studio singers and great and long-lasting talent.
Speaker 2.
I appreciate the fact that artists like Britney Spears have active dance routines to perform and therefore think this justifies them miming. But if you went to a musical and the performers simply mimed to a backing track, you'd demand your money back. Considering the expense and difficulty of getting tickets to these concerts, not to mention the expectation that you're going to see your favourite artist sing live, that's what you should get. I think it is absolutely outrageous when so-called pop stars mime in front of hundreds of fans. You can pay a fortune to see such artists perform. The least they can do is sing live.
Speaker 3.
Singers who can't sing live highlight all that's wrong with the music industry. It's an industry full of manufactured bands and artists whose records are sold purely on their appearance, not their musical ability. I have a lot of respect for artists like Beyoncé, who are amazing live and obviously very talented. In my opinion, if you can't perform live, you aren't a musician. I feel very dejected that the music industry is no longer about talent. It's all about if your face fits, your voice can always be altered to make it sound good. You never hear of opera singers miming, so why should pop stars be able to get away with it?
Speaker 4.
Last week, I went to see a group of amateurs performing a musical. The performers all had small mics taped to them, and they sang and danced fantastically well at the same time. You'd never have guessed these people were amateurs and were fitting all this in with their day jobs. If they can perform so expertly for free, then pop stars should be able to do it for the thousands they're paid. And if artists can't perform live on TV, they should show a video instead. If performers can't do everything live, they should work on their act more until they can. Anyone who's a singer-dancer should be able to do both without miming. If they can't, they're cheating the audience.
Speaker 5.
Music hasn't really been live for years. It's usually from a backing track and often performed by computer, so why should anyone expect singing to be live as well? When you buy pop music, you aren't buying music, but an eye-catching, shiny plastic package conforming to the styles and stereotypes of the day. The press really needs to give up this lip-syncing coverage. If artists who do amazing dance routines sang live, they would sound winded and out of tune. It would be impossible to dance like they do and sing so that it sounds as good as their recordings. The fact that some lip-syncing may take place never enters my mind.